All right, Therapy Thursday, pretty interesting this morning. Got a lot of wild calls on this one.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for all the input. It's Kathy's note to us said, in an attempt to get to know our kids again when they're not staring into their cell phones, my husband and I planned a camping trip to the Olympic Peninsula where there is no cell reception. You were over there in Forks.
Forks, actually. You lose reception right around Lake Crescent there.
Okay. Last night, our 15-year-old daughter announced that she refused to go camping with us unless her 17-year-old boyfriend was allowed to come with us. My husband said, absolutely not. The only problem is I know my daughter. If we force her to go, she'll make us miserable and no one will have fun. How would you settle this?
This is what we heard earlier.
Well, having three daughters, I'll tell you what I did. I took a firm hand and made good, strong decisions, but you have to know each kid. I had one of those problem kids, and I'd take the firm hand, hold the line, and then I'd bribe her. And it worked every time.
Perfect. Hey, you get this, I'll give you this. I love it. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Star. What do you think?
I think that being logical with a teenage girl is pointless because they're all about emotion.
Right.
So my suggestion would be that they touch that emotional side. Say something like that they know she's really going to miss her boyfriend. But the whole point of the camping trip is because they miss her and that she is busy and that they don't get to see her much and that pretty soon she's gonna move out and be gone and they miss her.
That is, but you're right. Approach it from the emotional side. That's how she's right. Thinking. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Star 101.5. Welcome to Therapy Thursday.
Well, first of all, this isn't about the 15-year-old. It's about the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, who are the parents? And thirdly, if they think that they're going to make their trip miserable, then they've already set themselves up for failure. So they need to just say she's going. Too bad about the boyfriend. We're the parents. And when you get back, you can see him again. And if you want to be miserable, sit in the car. We don't need you around us when we're having fun.
Hey, good point. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Star 101.5.